course, of the ongoing situation in Israel following Maariv. So we were learning Avos, of course, in memory of Martin's father and the entire family that was killed in the Shoah. So Martin's grandfather and the entire family that was killed during that time of year, exactly this time of year, Chodesh Sivan, the rest of Hungarian Jewry. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we talked about before Shavuos, so he posed a question, very strange that he posed the inverse question. The question he poses, Ezi Derech Tova, Shiyidbak Baha Adam. And the Chamish Talmidim, Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanis, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, Rabbi Yossi HaChassid, Rabbi Shimon ben Esanel, and Rabbi Lezer ben Arach all gave the answers that they gave. It's a very bizarre phenomenon that he actually then posed the inverse question. Ezi Derech Ra'a, Sheyisrachek mimeno ha'adam. So what is the path that we should avoid? So initially it seems particularly bizarre because they all simply just invert their answers. So Belazar said before that a person should embrace an ayin tova. So he says a person shouldn't have an ayin ra. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who said that a person should strive to be a chaver tov. So he says a person shouldn't be a chaver ra. And Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, you know, said before that you should be a shachin tov. So here he says, you know, a person shouldn't be a shachin ra. And so you're wondering, like, what was the point of this entire pedagogic exercise? It should just be the opposite. So a number of the Rishonim address the question. The earliest one that I'm aware of is Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know, sometimes in life, the absence of good isn't necessarily bad. It's just neutral. So let's say somebody's an aspiration in life was to be a chassid. By the Rambam's definition, a chassid is not a chacham. A chassid is somebody who always goes lifnim mishura sadin, a person who goes beyond. So if a person doesn't want to go beyond, so they can live within the dalat amos of halacha, and that should be enough. So that's his interpretation here, which I think is a very interesting idea. You know, and it could have theoretically been the case for any of them, but they, you know, all stuck to their guns in an interesting kind of a way. The only possible exception is Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel. So Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel originally had said that the Derech Tova Shidbak HaBaha Adam is HaRoah Es HaNola, that a person should develop and cultivate the quality of foresight, of trying to anticipate in life, not just one step ahead, two steps ahead, but to really think, how is this going to play itself out? So what would be the inverse of HaRoah Es HaNola? Somebody who is like living in the present, living in the here and now, would that be such a terrible thing? That the Derech Ra Sheyisrachik Men HaAdam. So he makes a little bit of a change, though you do see some synergy here. He says, it's a lo veve eino mishalim, a person who borrows money and he doesn't pay it back. Now, part of the reason a person might borrow money and not pay it back is he's not Roes HaNolad. Maybe we have a treasury here, right? If you're not going to pay attention, you know, to one's fiduciary responsibility and you're going to do all kinds of wild things, then a person might really not be able to pay back. So it might be a reflection of a deficiency of Re'iyas HaNolad that could really be improper with respect to other people, because somebody put himself out there for you. And there is a halach of Shemitas Ksafim, which comes up, Miketz Sheva Shanim Taset Shemitah, Vizet Dvar Shemitah, Shemot Kol Balma Shayado Shayashev Bireyu. So you might think, okay, I'll get away with it scot-free. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Echad Halove Min HaAdam Kelove Min HaMakom, that God has a say in this as well. So that even if you get off B'dinei Adam, God's not too happy with people who behave this way, who think that they're just going to take out a loan, and, you know, because it's not England and there's not debtor's prison anymore, you know, that they're going to do whatever they want. So that's not a, you know, a halachic approach. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is really very frustrated with that. Lo v'rasha v'lo yishalim, v'tzadik chonin v'nosein. The demonstration of its manifestation of a tzadik's quality is that a tzaddik will be reliable in this way. But al derech drush, I just wanted to conclude that this line of echad alova min adam, alova min amakom, you know, can be understood in a little bit of a different vein as well. That when we talk about a person who's lova ve'eno mishalim, of course that can and does relate to monetary transactions where a person is not, you know, paying back what it is that they owe. But in a more profound sense, right, we're all lovim here. We're all people who borrow. We borrow time from Hashem. Everything, every single day that we have is effectively a pikadon. So a person is lova ve'eno mishalim, right? Lova min hamakom. What does it mean to take a loan from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So each day is a loan, and our lives themselves are loans, and we have to give an accounting in the end of the day, quite literally, sof davar hakol nishma, selokim yiraves mitzvosav shemor. You know, did we live well? Did we live wisely? Did we live in such a way that's a credit to the fact that we took care of that pikadon, that loan, as it were, in an appropriate fashion. So echad alova mina adam kelova mina makom, I think, can be understood and should be understood at multiple levels. Now, of course, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, just like he carried the day the first time around when he said Lev Tov shabichlal devarav divrecham, so the same thing here, he says Lev Ra, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's response is Roa Anias divrei of Elazar ben Arach mi divrecham shabichlal devarav divrecham. Apparently, having a Lev Ra really includes all of the other nefarious attributes discussed, an Ayin Ra, Chaver Ra, Shachin Ra, and the Lova Vienu Mishalim. So in the end of the day, what's important is, as Chazal like to say, Rachmana Liba Boy, Hashem is most interested in that which is going on in our hearts. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Amar Etzkadosh Baruch Hozakos Yisrael, Nevika Achir Mitzvah Shanemar, Anaycha Feitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadir, Kaddish Derabanan.